What did you what was that in the Rum Punch?
Smoothie, Ray Nephew, Bacardi, what do you call it? Orange juice. Wait, Shandy.
You're doing too much. You're doing way too much.
Shandy. Like, no, when you do a punch, you mix it up.
Kind of prison brew in my everything or anything, but
taste it. It's all right.
No, but
this is 3 days in the fridge, you know. Yes, and I've got a small one. I got one of these.
No, man, I'm just letting the rum marinate.
No, I had two. Yeah, mash up your head. No, the other one's frozen. Because that's what I wanted to bring out.
You got a frozen one.
Yeah, I've got two bottles. Because remember, I bought two soft drinks the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Not to buy the rum. I just bought the two things. So when I was making the rum punch, I said, wait a minute. You know what? One of these will come handy. So when I put it in the freezer. Man, it was nice. The next day, frozen, so I had to wait for it to defrost. This one is cold, so the other one's in the freezer. It wouldn't defrost quick enough. Because when you phoned me, I was thinking...
No, you're going to have to explain that one there, because defrost.
Oh, I get it. It's a gas frosting, man.
Yeah.
Come on, naturally. Obviously, them and theirs in the building, hashtag DMD podcast, myself, Smokes.
Come on, Big Rum, you can't even...
Big Ezra, no intro, you're done now.
Trust me.
Yeah, greetings and good evening, Unks.
In the building, obviously.
Unks in the building.
Hashtag DMD podcast, at DMD podcast across the board if you want to follow us and all of that. And dmdlive.co.uk if you want to send in dilemmas, topics, questions, anything like that. We've got a couple of dilemmas today still.
Couple things to get through, couple of things to get through.
Did you get me? But all gone before that, just. What is it? All gone.
No, yesterday, I done the. What do you call it? Infiltration mission? I don't know. I went Arsenal. I went in there. I had to go on the enemy side, didn't it? I couldn't get tickets on the Arsenal side. So basically...
Oh, you watched the match, but you watched it from...
From the away
but you know how my thing is. So my brethren's saying, blood.
Calm down with all of the celebration and
so
all that.
So what I done is I done the reverse, innit? So I joined in with the Wolves, man.
Oh, wait, but... Wolves are home, innit?
Yes.
Oh, so you went up to... Wolves, okay.
Shout out Waitie still. Mm. And but he said I was getting too excited because I was really joining in, innit?
Oh, with the Wolves,
yeah. But fam, you know what it is? It's the atmosphere.
Mm.
It's the hype. I wish Arsenal fans were like that.
Man, change sides, you know, when
they get mad, but they've got techie.
No, the first half.
My man's life was on the line, then
man, had an orange jumper and all sorts, fam.
I got orange,
bright colours. So
no, man went there as a fan, you
but
know.
You know
like
it is.
Got
but
like
no,
that.
But man stood out. Much. Man stood out. You could tell the swag was not for Wolverhampton. They looked at us. You could tell, innit?
So they asked to win that.
Yeah.
So when they scored, what did you do?
Fuck's sake, man! Are you making man make us look stupid like that? Are you making man bang off the fucking inside of the box? Nah. No, can't let man do
that. That's sick.
Nah,
these guys need to have the answer.
Yes,
almost made it at the end.
Yeah,
Saka went through and almost scored. And just be, why did we tackle him before? I had to slide it quickly.
No, but he might have scored though. Like that must have.
No, yeah. That's what my brother said. Oh, fuck this, coming bust out. And I went, I lied. This is dead now. But we're smiling inside. But I'm telling you, 2 minutes before that. All the chance was all right. There's getting onto Arsenal players and that, but two blackheads, everyone else was white. All of a sudden, the chant went from Wolverhampton to England. I said, what has this got to do with England? Yeah, we're in the wrong zone.
Wolves game, you know, man, I'm trying England.
That's funny now. Still.
You're looking around here, you know, only two blackheads.
Arsenal fans are fucked up, though. That is hard. Like, the players that are on the pitch that don't whine me, they're young boys, isn't it? Like they're in their mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bro, there's everyone sitting around like still scared, like, do something before I fucking chant for you. You remember, you understand? There was no hypes until the goal went in. And that was right near the end of the first half.
It's their job, fam. They don't need hype.
No, they do, fam. Why? What's the point of the fans being there?
Bro, so yeah, but when they weren't...
But your energy's drained from all these years.
I'm saying when they had to play behind closed doors, there's no fans. They still have to kick the same ball, bro.
Right, but it's different. The fans are there. The fans are meant to be the 12th man.
Yeah. That's what they call them.
You're meant to have the other team rattled. You get what I'm saying?
But is there a way though, innit? So it's only so much noise.
That's where you need to be, right, this is us, innit? We're air, innit? We're supporting the man then. But it's too stush from.
Nah, I hear that.
If I don't get a goal, there's no sense that we ain't trying for you.
Yeah, but if you're not excited about something, if there's no excitement in it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Man's just there on the phone, like,
you go Tottenham, you go Tottenham, you go Liverpool, you don't have these problems, man. You go Newcastle, you don't have these problems. From the minute they're in, this is what we're here for.
Yeah. West Ham, them.
Right, this is what we're here for.
Big singer.
And obviously, them smaller clubs, they're definitely on it.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the Premiership, every day is a celebration for them. Mm-hmm. Arsenal fans are too stush, though, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. That's
true. I heard that.
Bare road closures on the way back from Fex. Should have took me 2 hours. 3 hours and 15 minutes it took.
Wow.
You know, after a while, you're just flexing it. Right. I shouldn't go. You get to a certain point, you know, I shouldn't go in it. You're driving in this traffic.
I
shouldn't go.
Yeah,
because you're coming back after 10 as well. What time? It's the kickoff was late kickoff, isn't it?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. So you come back late.
Mad.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, man, I went. Dave Chappelle, your favorite, yesterday still.
Okay, how was it?
Yeah, it was mad still. Not gonna lie, it was fucking funny.
He's the GOAT, innit?
Bro, nah, he was murdering, murdering certain people. Like, yeah, he was active still, but it was a good, like, it was a little intimate setting still, small team. You get me? Big up Kojo for that pattern still.
Yeah, big up Kojo every time, man. Fresh Prince of Hackney.
Yeah, Fresh Prince of Hackney, but yeah, it was a good little vibe, yeah, nah. What did you not get up to the weekend, though?
Work.
Yeah, man, work. I see a couple of them training. Yeah. You're on it now. What was the one, you slipped the puncher, come around?
Yeah.
He was like baiting him into it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about go.
Let me get my little boxing.
Yeah.
What's that? My thing just get. Yo, what, man? Let me. Yeah, get I'm me. I'm trying to rub out my thing and speaking about.
I intro'd it and then mum said,
man, just block. Like, you know, NBA just blocked the shot. Yeah,
that was nasty. That was nasty still.
Yeah, I'm fighting in June, anyways. That's why.
Oh, right. Yeah, so where? It's not for not just keeping.
No, it's not fit now.
Where?
Troxy.
Again. Roxy,
okay. Knockout now I'm going for.
All right, knockout next season, yeah.
Yeah, man, serious.
What date? 23rd?
26, you know. Why?
Well, tickets out already.
23rd. I think the tickets will be out in a couple of days.
You let man know.
Yeah.
That's so something. I'll just send the link. We have to support the dog.
My last one.
When, what,
your last one?
We're retiring.
Yeah.
He's on this.
Brother,
oh, just the last one for the year.
For the title.
No, because there's no future. So what's the point?
Why?
I'm too old, bro.
So you can go out on a win. Is that what you're looking to do?
A bit old, man. Tyson come back and fighting.
Huh?
Tyson come back and fighting.
But
but Tyson's been fighting.
He's been fighting. Yeah, you don't fighting. You don't just start at 33. You don't just start, bro.
But you're not starting.
Unless you want to be a journeyman. And my thing ain't journey.
But scenario. You go in there.
Yeah.
It's a couple rounds in. But he dropped the shoulder and you saw that sweet one. Boom, he's out.
Yeah.
That can't be the last that we see.
It is the last, bro.
So you want to go out on the knockout, yeah? That's it, all right.
Yeah.
What's your journey, man? What if you go into professional and just...
That's the journey, man. A journeyman loses.
You just described.
No, but not lose. I'm not saying lose. I'm saying you go in there, you knock man out. Now, first one, you've won. It's a knockout, one for one, cool. Second one, bam.
Knockout.
So now, how can you be a journeyman? Now, the man have to take you serious. Like, now, yeah,
it's the age thing.
It's the age, cuz.
What about the age? But if even, regardless Creed of the age,
real,
even
you
if
know, Creed was just a movie.
Even if you was... but I'm saying, even if you're at that age, if you go in there and you punch up, man, it don't matter about your age.
Yeah, but it's still about...
It's the levels, isn't it?
But if I remember, to be like...
Is it white collar?
Obviously, it's mad because you're thinking heavy, like, innit?
Is it called white collar?
A man to have, like, a manager, like, he needs longevity from you, innit?
Yeah.
So, like, 33, like, how long really you got? Man's got to be fighting, like, all 3-5 times in a year and all them things. Yeah, man, like, you get me? It's mad. Man's too busy for that. I've got to come to DMD.
This guy's dumb.
You're outside. This one's safer. It's safer here.
So
you
definitely
get me.
Let us know, and obviously the people.
Yeah,
know
come on. Naturally, you get me. So.
But yeah, we have a talk on. I see the guy played the sickest game ever. I thought the youth was tapped. I thought the youth was smoking hella weed.
Hey, Ryan.
Right, yeah, I thought he said it was gone.
Yeah, bro.
He
played the game, mind games. The real mind games.
Real mind games.
Yeah, he rattled.
To the point.
Man, he's calling out Diddy and everything.
No, you see before.
Bare things on the online. That made him seem like.
Yeah, he's gone. He's lost.
Yeah, because you have to remember, yeah. Haney don't really pull in the crowd.
Yeah, and
Garcia's come off a loss. So you got to really market this fight for you to get the streams and the big numbers. So he had to do the mad thing, innit?
But do you think they got the numbers, though?
Yeah, I think they got the numbers. You get me?
But so, you know what it is as well? I think he played the game so well to the point where Haney was like, going for this brother, I don't know how to deal with this. He's tapped.
No, you're not taking man serious now.
I think that's what it is.
You went in there thinking, yeah, he's tapped.
Well,
I need to bring out my best.
Yeah. Going for man. Yeah.
And then the first round, make him know, yo, this is a whole different ballgame. Yeah. Brother, what's he on?
Brother, that was a whooping.
No, I'm not going to lie. I fell asleep.
That is childish. Man, if you watch it.
No, because I was watching the other fights. And then you get me, boom.
Yeah, by the time I see, yeah.
But I woke up in the middle of the fight, innit?
Okay.
You get me? I'm like, okay, now, back up. Like, yeah, it was a bruising, bro. Man, I just,
bro,
and I'm telling you, I'm seeing my man do the main with the shoulder.
This guy loves
the bro, like, Ryan was moving cold. I said, yo, he was moving mad still.
He was moving mad.
Bro, you know when the man said, yeah, run that back? I was like, no, that makes no sense, bro. You got annihilated, cuz.
Bro, yeah.
No, that was bad.
Man,
but you know what it is?
He lost a couple of them. Bro, man looked like he didn't know where he was.
And fam, you know what it was? It's his ego. He's lucky he didn't get stopped earlier. Because the ego,
but he's still got his titles, though.
I can't believe he knocked me down.
That wasn't for titles.
No, because man, what, this weight, innit?
Yeah.
And all of these things, you get me, so. For him to run it
so
back.
So he might be running it back.
But I don't think Ryan cares about the titles no more. He's like, I'm the people's best. Champ.
Yeah, the title, you get me? Mind games again.
Yeah, mind games.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Oh, you really want to fight you again? Okay, how much bread are you running?
Yeah,
I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't even want the belt.
It's your ego.
Your belts ain't worth nothing. So you have to come with something else.
It's that thing. It's that real life Rocky, blood. Because they ain't what happened with Rocky and Apollo Creed the first fight. And Rocky was like, yeah, I'm done. Apollo Creed was like, I can't have that this any guy just come up and drew with me.
Yeah, now
I've got to deal with him.
Yeah.
Ego will fuck up a man, you know.
Yeah.
But Haney has to... But to me, you're more of a boxing man, Jerome, so you'll know. I was saying to my brethren earlier, it kind of reminded me of the Bud Spence thing.
100%.
Because no one expected it. And listen,
Spence is... I didn't expect that beat up like that. But yeah. I expected him to win, but not
Ryan,
in that fashion.
Like
that was, that's ridiculous. Yeah. That was mad. Oh, Rayman looked very amateur.
What was Devin Haney? No, because I swear, one you had him spooled in the other day. Not other day, like a couple fights ago.
Because, remember, he was fighting Tank, innit, yeah?
Are you talking about Garcia?
Yeah. And Tank was like, all you got is a left hook, but when you don't get it...
I remember, yeah. What you got?
Get it?
Yeah.
And... Haney's not an aggressive fighter, blood. He's not aggressive, fam. Ryan's aggressive, you get me? And he's not defensively sick like Javonte. So you're going to get hit with that left. And his left is, you get me?
It's the main dude.
It's established. He's got an established left hook, bro.
It's established.
So when he got hit with it, I was like, bro, he was stunned, bro. Immediately.
He's like
arguably one of the quickest in boxing, fam. Like his hand speed, you get me?
Yeah, he's crazy.
So he's gonna get him, he's gonna catch him, bro. But when he catch him, it might be lights out, kind of.
Well,
it was a good little fight.
Entertaining, man. And big him up for the whole way he got the interest about the fight.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what about.
What is that like selling your soul, though, like, kind of?
We're doing what?
Like, so if we wanted to sell tickets and that for like the MD and that, like, would you quite like you got mad mental health?
I think he would.
No, but I think in boxing it's different though.
Yeah, but you need the ticket sales. That's what it
boxing,
is.
Boxing, I feel like
When I think it could definitely work for a podcast.
There's always outrage with boxers. Always. There's always some sort of content. For them to sell the fight, there's always some mad...
Like, normally it's like the face of a man swing at a man, like, man swing off his face. Man pushed it. Bro, I want to see this. You get me? But now it's not that no more. Like, you get me? Man, you've got to be really invested in...
The young ones are running the internet, though, so they're doing things on the internet, which is what Ryan was doing.
Mm,
when I watched his Breakfast Club interview, I realised he's a young youth that is involved in social media.
Yeah.
And so he knows how to rattle the internet and sell things.
So the question Ron was put to you, we got a show coming up. We might have had pasta with another pod or whatever. He's saying, would you amp it up knowing that people are going to want to come to the show to hear what you got to say? Because you're going mad.
If we had beef in another pod?
Yeah, but listen to what I'm saying.
Man could call that all day, fam. That's
right, so he would do it, fam.
Now, if someone had beef with us, man, yeah, on that. Man don't care.
No, but forget about the actual beef. I'm saying, we've got a show coming up, so you might even
say something. My thing's just natural. Yeah, but I don't, if I ain't got nothing to say, if we put out shows, I've never, like, before done a mad thing to sell our tickets, bro. And just put the tickets out. Whoever wants them. Who don't want them, don't want them. Like, that's how I move. But if we've got real beef, then man's gonna like, yeah.
I think I shouldn't use beef as his
argument. Yeah, you shouldn't. He's just thinking of.
I don't care.
If he's smoking.
No, I didn't miss the point though. But I'm. You're saying am I gonna do something mad to sell tickets? No, but I haven't done it before.
Mm.
It's not something in man's catalog. Like,
but I'm saying, but if you do something mad, you might sell more.
We're gonna have a sellout show,
but I wouldn't care.
Why don't you care? We don't. I'd rather have
not
a
that I don't
full
care.
Full capacity. Yeah.
No, I'd rather, but I don't think like that. I'd rather whoever actually wants to come, come. If you don't want to come, don't come. Do you get what I'm saying? I've never, like, even when we sold out the first show, it wasn't. I just put it out there. Like,
I know.
And then it's like, oh my, rah.
I know, but I'm saying in this world we're in now,
where
the controversy sells that.
I'm in this world, but my mind is still grown from where I grew from.
We're going back to that same thing.
I'm a product of my environment, isn't
it? So we're going back to that same thing. You're doing a show, I'm doing a show.
Mm.
Yeah? But every day I'm doing a live. And Wes is a madman, he's funny, rare. People are now naturally going to be like, yeah, you're going to want to come to the show. You're not really talking about your thing because you're on some, it's me, innit? My show sells, it sells, innit? It's me, innit? What?
No, but
do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, the other man on the side says, folks, is a heady, you know. Ain't that much of a punch, man.
Forward
to the show. And let me show you something about...
Yeah, but that's different. Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah, I'm getting over there.
That's a war then. Then you're going to hear man online as well. That's normal. But I'm saying if there's nothing to...
No, but I'm saying, would you do it off-rip? There's no beef, nothing. Yeah, a man just like, yo... ticket sales ain't really too real. Man's looking at the list like, yo, like...
Yeah, man could start, start a war.
You know what?
Man could start a war.
No. He answered it.
Man could start a war.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
No, because Smokes, and before...
When I started a war, though, I wouldn't do nothing crazy.
This guy's still thinking about beefing.
Yeah. No, not beef.
I'm not talking about vegan beef.
I'm just talking about being... No, mental illness and stuff. Controversy. You're saying my man's being... Yeah, just random controversy.
Mm. Would you do that?
Depends what it is.
Yeah.
Like, man, we'll put out topics that will be controversial and stuff like that.
You're on Instagram.
Yeah.
Live, you get me? I was going to say something.
Yeah, man,
go and say it now, Lily.
Yeah, because if I say it, he's going to look at me fire. Like, why is he saying that?
Oh, no.
Well, let's just say you're just, I don't know, fam, I don't know. Like, you just got a bottle of white rum and you just...
You're going off on the academics thing. No. Something mad like that. That man swigging in the bar.
You're swigging beer alcohol. Yeah, live show. Yeah, make sure you're... Are you doing...
None of them long titty gang come.
Most of them long titty gang.
You end up there.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not me.
I know.
Character. Yeah, so I don't...
All right, so... But as I'm observing this social media, because...
Yeah.
I think it goes hand in hand. Because you've got people presenting shows that are fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
But because they're popular, you put them in to be a presenter. Where there's people that have actually studied it, tried to learn their craft, you know what I mean? Watch, you understand what I'm saying? But it don't matter nowadays.
Yeah,
like boxing.
It's
right now, man, that Jake Paul's a gatekeeper. You understand what I'm saying? There's people that have been training, paying for their boxing training, running every day.
But now these men are getting the bread.
You want to be blessed by this YouTube guy to get a fight. You know what I'm saying? Because that's bread in your pocket. You get what I'm saying?
But then you have to look at it like them people want piece of that, but them man do mad things to get there. But other people are not doing mad things to get where they're at. They just want piece of that. Because it's there.
Yeah,
you get what I'm
saying? Yeah, but Smokes, but they're doing it, as you would say, the natural way, the right way.
Yeah.
They're training, they're being boxing, they're trying to go through the ranks, they're trying to... You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like now the world is fucked up. Like, a bit off topic, but the way Conor McGregor fucked up the UFC... Yeah, he could fight anything, no lie, but because he was talking the maddest crud,
yeah,
and everyone's gassing, bro, he skipped bare people way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, skip, yeah.
Like, bro, I've been in the ranks that Smokes, you've been, like, imagine you're my trainer, fam.
Yeah,
2 years we've been at this. We've been fighting. We're going to get the number one spot. Conor McGregor chat shit to the champion, mads him, yeah, Wes. Safe.
Sit down. It's better for TV.
Because you don't make, yeah, you're not making the money.
Yeah, but that's just something, I just think that some people... personality naturally, like.
But I think, like, I think people like that is fucked it up because I feel like more people want to emulate it.
Because if you want controversy, yeah, if we're talking about like the filthy fella, you, the one that runs that. Look at the things he had to do to get to where he's at.
No. Fella, yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but Smokes.
That's controversy. No, but, you get me? No, but that's
no, but Smokes.
Man, no, do but certain Smokes, funny things to no, get where Smokes, they're at. Man, right, ain't that?
But we. This is what we were speaking about the other day, and this is still going back to the Diddy thing. Because I'm telling you...
So them man are like Diddy of the UK.
Wow. I don't know if this is alleged or if this is just wild rumours.
He didn't say alleged.
He didn't say... Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm saying...
Because my thing is, bro, like... I was even discussing the other day, so... After man watched that Baby Rain Dead thing, I don't know if any of you lot watched it. Yeah, that thing. No, man. I'm going to get into Bear Smoke this week with a lot of people about this show. I can't bother to go into this.
What's that about, though? What's the concept?
Are you going to go into it?
No, just go the concept.
Just, yeah, just summarise it. Yeah,
so a guy basically wants to be a writer. Like, he's trying his best in it. He used to be a comedian.
Mm.
He's at some festival in Edinburgh Festival, whatever, where there's all writers and stuff. Bucks into a man, catch two joke, and the man goes, boom, you know that show? Yeah, I wrote that. He goes, I don't like. They're bantering.
Mm.
Oh, this brother's cool. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, and this is a members only club. He's in there. You know what, fam? Come true tomorrow, innit?
Yeah.
So he come true tomorrow. My man's chatting to him about the show and team. Yeah, I'm gonna help you with your show. Yeah, because I'm the guy. Fuck's sake. Well, I'm the guy. Yeah. And he's come to like my pub and patted it. My show's doing well. So you're like, rah, this guy's invested in me.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to see me do well and team, innit? Next thing, the guy's like, yeah, come. Yeah, they're at the club team. Man pushed him in the toilet cubicle. Instant, my defense is up.
That's my antenna is just cross off.
Yeah, car.
My antenna is where
I'm sitting in my bed watching it. And I saw that. Yeah. I saw up that. But then the man's like, oh, come and do some coke. I was like, nah, the way you push man in cubicle, kinda, I don't care.
It's if
you
want to, like,
yeah.
It looks a bit, it's
looking a bit no Diddy-ish.
Right. Yeah. So after this now, festival done, whatever, man, all of them, yeah, what are you on? Yeah. Come to my yard. I'm looking for a writer. I'm like, I know you got your scripts. Come to you. So man's like, boom, this is my chance.
Yeah.
Fame's there. I'm here. Fame's there, innit? I'm with this guy. This is the guy. I'm almost there, innit? Guy goes to the yard. Yeah, come. We're going to get higher. All right, cool. Fuck it. Because this is what you do, innit? Yeah. I'm trying to roll with you.
Trying to roll. So you're trying to fit in.
More coke. It is lava blood. Boom. So every weekend now. So it's like man's got his music. Mm. He's going to the top producer's yard,
yeah.
He thinks he's doing music. Man gets there. Yeah, man, come and bun this first. And then smoke. All right, cool. Man's just getting higher. Then it's turning to crack. This, that, yeah? One time.
Right.
Yeah, so then he's gone there one time now. Man's gone to him. Boom. There's some, like, ecstasy, some MDMA in the bomb. Cool. And then there's this thing called GHB. I'm going to say something to get me in trouble, but it's that the gay drug here. Relax.
Yeah, I know what GHB is.
Right.
Just,
No, because he's knowledgeable.
The stutter was mad.
Yeah.
Man. Okay, couple man got sentenced for
sentence. No, no, no. Yeah, yeah. So basically, so
okay.
It's a thing. What do they call it? Spike. That's what the man them doing it. Spike.
No, so bro, this thing, yeah, makes people like the main thing.
You're useless.
But the main thing is your battery all gets relaxed.
Yeah. Oh dear.
So this guy is taking this drug. This is what I'm trying to tell you, fam. So fam, they made him take that. So my man's like, he's effed, isn't it? Like, cool. Cool. Then he's going to be sick, in it, whether the drugs has affected him. He's going to be sick. He's on the floor, being sick. Man's cool, like, come over, cooled over, rubbing his back. Are you all right? Yeah, come, man, don't worry, be cool. Rubbing lower down the back. So the guy's effed, and it says sick as up. Man's gone down the back of the jeans.
But inside, how did he get his jeans?
On my mum, the next bit, man had him gripped. So he goes, oh, stop, stop. I was like,
what do you mean he had him gripped?
Like he... Brother.
Why are you going... Doot, doot, like there's a big tune that just got...
Brother, I just
like
said
a big tune just far away.
Brother, no, bro.
Bro, what?
I don't want the man to watch it. What I'm saying
man's
is...
not watching that.
The man's probably saying...
You got this
the man
part.
Got there.
I lied. I would have locked off from... from pushing in the toilet.
No.
I would have locked off from early doors. Like, this is not for me still. No, go to you. So he was
like,
in the
trucks, God. Because why is he trying to fantasize it now?
No.
But then it goes like this.
It was very interesting.
Yeah. They go, stop. And the guy goes, washes his hand and goes to him. No, it's cool. Oh, sorry for being sick. I'm like, but man just did your bottom, cuz. He washes his hand and goes,
what?
Don't worry, next time we'll take it slowly. I said, what
the?
Now,
next time
we'll wait, a man said sorry for being sick, but... The man was about to...
Man's about to. Man was... in the man's... Right.
I don't know what's going on here.
So what I'm saying is, at this moment...
Why?
How much do you want to make it? I don't need to make it. Man, you put your hands where...
I don't need to, bro. I'd rather be... Bro.
The only time...
Dog, bro.
Let me sweep the streets for the rest of my life.
Gus.
But he comes back again.
Trust me.
So he comes back again. Now, what you come back again for? This is my argument.
How much episode of this thing you watch, man?
Oh, man, I watched the whole thing.
Jesus.
Anyway, by the end of it, this grooming keeps going to the man roots out his batty, innit? Gets raped by the guy.
Oh my
God. But is it really...
But he keeps going...
Is it really... Oh, if man keeps forwarding...
This is... So, because if it was a gal, man would say, if he's touching inappropriate and things and getting you mash up, why are you going back to his yard? That's what people say to a gal.
And then gal will say, oh, because they like their abusers, so they go back to their abusers mentally.
So, but the youth weren't gay before.
What's that? What's the symptom call, man? There's a name for that.
What? For what?
When you sympathize and that with your...
It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, that's it. That's it myself.
But what I'm saying, so anyway, this guy's done this. He's come to London. His life's a mess for him. Like, his life's a mess.
Finished.
He's been in a madness. He's working at a pub. Some big monster girl come in there, yeah? You can tell she's tapped. But my man's befriended her. She's like onto him, innit? Like, he's not on her at all, but she's on him, innit?
Mm.
He lets her just hang around. But he's not on it, innit? Then after a while, he's like, no, you're stalking me. You're sending me bare messages, rare. Reports her to the police and then goes to look for her. He's reported her saying she's sending me bare emails, she's doing bare fuckery to me, but then he goes to seek her out. But I'm saying, so they say, oh, but because he's damaged, I said, yeah, but she's got problems. You can see he's got problems, but because it benefited him,
he's got problems, though.
Yeah, but he took the gal. Yeah, she's tapped, innit?
Yeah. So they're both tapped, though.
Yeah, but he's not. But what he's doing is saying, oh, don't phone me.
Yeah, because he's tapped.
But then he's phoning the police. Send the police, but then he's trying to...
He's mentally tapped, bro.
He's finished, bro.
Right, so bare people are onto the fat woman. I said, oh, no. She is who she is. He fast up himself, you get what I'm saying? When she was doing stalking, one time she's sitting at the bus stop all night. 3 o'clock in the morning, just staring at his house. He came out, said to her, come, here's a cover, let me take you home. I'm like, but you said she's stalking you.
But she is, though.
She is.
Yeah, but he's encouraging her.
No, but, really, no, but before they encouraged me, she's doing it.
Bro, you might not want to... sitting outside your house.
Yeah, but before I've encouraged it, she's doing it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so, but if it's cold and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to feel bad. Like, why are you sitting outside my house?
I was so you like a stalker then?
No, I don't like a stalker, but if I know her...
Hey, you don't know her. She's stalking you. No, but... You gave her a cup of tea.
Yeah, no, exactly, because you know she's ill, innit? Because exactly, you know she's kind of ill. He's trying to help her.
Do you get what I'm saying? A little bit. Mentally not there, so she's out there. Do you need help? Boom, boom, boom. So remember, you said...
So if it's a girl, and she said a man...
Wait, 1 second. You said that he's not interested in her. No. So he ain't trying to claw, he's just genuinely trying to look out right. for somebody out there.
But she's mad and she's stalking you. She's
traumatized. But he's traumatized.
But you said he befriended her.
Yeah.
Right. So it's his fault.
My guy.
But if he befriended her, cool. But that's what he's meant to be doing, isn't it? If he's
so Rome, she's mentally ill. You can see that. But because you like having attention because you're fucked.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's all right for you to fuck her up further. What I'm saying is, if it was a gal, what would man say? So you're saying the man's harassing you, but you're ringing down the man. You're chatting to him. So what kind of confusion are you trying to do there?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's a
techie one.
That's but they're gonna say still, they're gonna say because he got troubled before by someone and he's traumatized. Oh, it's an excuse. It's not an excuse.
So basically, asking who's worse, the one that's harassing or the one that's being harassed?
Yeah, go on, Unks. Yeah.
Oh, that's a mad question, bro.
Well, I don't think it's about worse. They're both damaged.
No, but one's got to be worse.
Yeah, but one, like, what started this?
The one that is harassed.
What started this situation?
That's a leading question.
Huh?
That's a leading question, what you're doing there. Because that kind of...
Well, he's moving in... His whole dynamic changed, so he's moving in a world with all that nastiness is happening. He can't get away from it now. Because from when he done the GHB and everything, and he...
I remember he got groomed.
Yeah.
He weren't on these... Like, he weren't on it, fam. He weren't on it. But he's like, if I want to roll with the band, then... No, he weren't.
He was on it, bro.
Nah, this is what I feel could happen with the Diddy thing. Yeah, oh my... Yo, hey fam, you see that tune I made? I'm going to fucking Puffy Studio.
Yeah.
I get to Puffy Studio, the man them's there. Puffy's like, yeah, man, relax, man. Yeah, we'll smoke this joint.
Yeah, but you're doing it though, so you're on it.
Yeah, so you're on it. So you can't.
You're giving him the thing and he's taking it. Obviously, whatever he's saying, right, if I do this, I get closer to fame. Whatever his reason for doing it, you're doing it, bro. You're on it.
Yeah, some people have to take accountability for that.
You got to take accountability, fam.
Yeah.
Because if man ain't forcing it on you, or
man ain't holding your throat and putting drug in your mouth, bro.
Yeah, but then when you're drugged up, man, I do whatever blood clot one.
Yeah, but then you decide to get drugged up, fam.
You decided to take all the dangers, bro.
See, like
the financial market, whatever you want to call it, like that industry.
Yeah.
So everyone works up west. One of my Asian brothers from school, like, it's smart money, yeah. But like, this U was getting burst 4 or 5 times a week because that's the culture. You're going to be in there with the manager.
What do you mean burst?
That they got every night's work drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Every night's work drinks. Work. Yeah,
that's city people.
Right. But he's like, brother, I'm folded, blood. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're getting there at 7 in the morning. They're leaving at 11. Going yard on the chain. Boom. Back at, you know what I'm saying?
Cycle, yeah.
But you don't have to do that.
But then guess what happens? You're not part of it. You're here.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
But then you're not going to go nowhere. You can't say it don't matter.
No, you can go somewhere.
No, the elite create a culture that you can't get into unless you're doing
that. I get that.
Man's worked in the office base when it's been like that, and man been couple drink nights, and I can see why. I go back on a Monday and I'm like, okay, I see why there's dynamics here now. I see why these are closing, or this person has this person in the pocket. But I still don't need to be there every day with them. Like, that's you lot's thing. Cool, I'm over here.
Then you ain't going to make that paper.
When they're thinking about who's getting promotion, you're at the forefront because you're over there.
But that's only if you want to be
going
up to that level, though.
This is what
even if you go there and you want to be part of that level, it don't mean you have to get smashed. You can go there, chill, do your own vibe. No, but you can still...
How do you build
rapport? When I was going to these places...
What would happen?
No, when you go to these places, you don't have to get drunk how they get drunk. I've seen the managers get wasted. Man's there with my drink vibing. I can still vibe with them and talk to them and still be level-headed.
No, but you're not going to let you in.
Rose. No, you can't move like that. You can get in. Hey, that's not true. That's not true because I'm saying I'm one of the people that's got in with certain people that's taught man certain things through management by going there and just vibing, but I'm not getting smashed with him, man.
Yeah, but
and
then we had all, and then, no, but that's the difference. Like,
but Smokes, we know you
can. Anything
Smokes,
you get into, you can in even if you don't go, you're gonna learn. So like, it's a process.
Yeah,
like. You might get invited to parties and that, so you get to meet a few people and that. But what Rezzy's saying is that where the real paper is, you're not getting it. Unless you go with the mandem and you join in that culture, you're not getting
to see it. if you're part of this culture.
Yeah, can we
trust you?
But you don't have to take drugs.
No, but what you have to remember is they're inviting
you. No, listen to what I'm saying.
You don't have to understand as well how people work. You can actually go in there and be... If you be yourself, they rate people more being themselves. The people that do the stuff with them, that they know they can manipulate and do all of these things, they take advantage of them people. There's other people that will sit next to them. You have your own mind control. No, I'm with you. I'll do my thing.
You're not with us.
And then they conquer up a plan.
Us dosses, we're getting prostitutes in. You're not coming. You know, you weren't part of this moment. You're in the moment that we shared.
Yeah.
You remember when we had them yellas? Yeah. You weren't there, though.
Okay, cool.
But you're not in then, brother.
No, but I'm saying you can be. No, but
you can't, brother.
I think you can.
All right.
I think you can.
Good film to watch.
I think it's how you carry yourself.
No, you can. You're capped.
You're capped. You might not go mad to
but see that's what he's saying.
No, but I'm saying you don't. CEO is always going to bring their closest brethren anyway. So you're never going to get to the boss's level or the CEO.
You can't say that. You know why? You know what? You've got something in common. What's that?
All right, so then why can't you do that without doing drugs and drinking?
Because it's their culture.
A fantasy. Like,
that's what he's trying to say to you.
The moral standard.
I get it's their culture. But if you have a certain thing about you that they rate and they know that you can bring in that's valuable to them, what, do you think they're going to drop you out?
Of course they will.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Because when it comes to money, if they know you can make them money anyway, If they see bread, bro.
Watch the devil's advocate.
If they know you can make bread,
but they know more. You know more.
Watch the film called
Keanu Reeves.
The Devil's Advocate.
Keanu Reeves.
Do you know?
Right, go on.
They know you can make bread, but you know what?
And
else?
That will show them what happens.
And they will just sabotage everything because you're a threat. They'll just drop you out. Yeah. So what?
Maybe.
We've been making money. You're making us a little bit more, but we've been making money.
Yes.
You can sit out.
Yeah, I heard that.
You have to remember,
them
people are making, when you're at that league, they're making billions. So they know, this is a standard. They know that you're already a money person or they wouldn't have asked you to come into this thing. So they know you're making your piece. Mm. But what they're saying is, if you join this occult, your thing is certified. Anything we direct in your way, your profit is going to be in the moment.
But what you lot are saying is that you can't get to a certain level unless you go and do certain things. Yeah. No, you can't. How does that explain with 50 Cent?
Oh, well, this is what I'm saying.
I want to know then. Because he's been himself and he's got to the top. Now he owns studios, blah, blah, blah.
Is he involved in that as well?
Curtis Jackson.
But I'm saying, is he involved in that as well?
50 in bed.
Hold on.
He's been 50.
Let's get it straight.
He's been 48 loads of power and he was Curtis Jackson.
50's what you look like.
So you're telling me you can't create your own... If you stand on your morals and your stuff, you're telling me you can't get to a certain level? Anyway,
of course you can.
I love this righteous smoke.
It's not righteous. I'm asking
it is
a question.
Because it's not reality.
So you're telling me if you stand on your morals, you can't go far in life. That's what you're saying.
Cyrus is right. You can get far, but you have to remember.
Morally, you can get far, but you're capped.
At a certain level, bro.
Thank you. We're talking about
the ones that...
The 1%.
You can't even say their name.
Why do I need to be there? But if I can get to a certain level, why do I need to be there?
You don't need to be there.
That's my point, bro.
If I'm trying to get in there, that means where's his whole point?
You know the people that want to be involved in that is the curiosity people. The people that are curious about
something.
That you can manipulate and do things.
Smokes, you know what I always hear from you?
Go on.
You're happy playing European football. you know, we're not bothered about Champions League because you still get to play in Europe. I'm happy. I'm all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still getting Europe.
Yeah.
I'm still top.
I'm getting Brent. Yeah, if I was a Prem player,
that's what I'm saying. So then you're here, you've plateaued, you're all right.
So I'm saying you've capped because you're cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm good, yeah. That level, you might have a...
But I'm still at a good enough level where I have a nice life. I can live good. But I can look after myself.
That's not Wes's initial point.
And there's not a lot of people that are like that, my brother.
Yeah, but...
Come on, Smokes. How many people get to visit and they're like, you know, I'm just good here.
A
lot of people are good there at just 30k a year.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but what Wizzy's saying is
people are comfortable at so many different levels.
They're learning to deal with it. Because some people don't want to move up. Some people are like,
I'm comfortable in the
position.
I don't want the pressure. But I got to stay within their means.
No, but you...
But they're happy with that, though.
Yeah, but I'm happy.
Because they're not... I've been staying for holiday for 2 years.
No, but I'm not the happiest.
That's a lie.
You know what it is? Because there's some people...
That's a lie.
I like that one. That is a... No, because there's some people, Rome's, yeah?
Wait, hold on.
That's a lie. Because
one conversation.
Because you're talking about someone... Yeah, that his original or her original thing was to get into that thing.
Yeah,
so
why
are you saying they're deciding they're gonna settle? That's not their decision.
No, they can't get in that room. No, that's what I'm saying. They can't get in that room,
so they got no choice but to settle what they got. But really, they wanted to be there.
I'm talking about people that are comfortable because they don't want to take on responsibility. Like there's certain people that have the qualifications to be the manager and all of these things on top in this company, but they won't take it on because they don't want the pressure, like what you're saying.
I'm not under pressure. They've seen it.
I'm comfortable right where I am here, doing what I'm doing, but I've got the qualification.
Let me give you a perfect example.
Comfortable is I can pay my bills every...
Yeah, and go on holiday here and there.
I can go on holiday here and there. He missed the point because what Cyrus said made sense. But the person, as he said, that he's doing their job and they don't want to go on boom boom boom. What you don't understand is the position that person's sitting in. They're already in the occult because there's... Remember, India, it's like
you're
a pyramid.
The ones that are comfortable.
Yeah, because remember when you're at the top, secretary, all the people that are in that at the top. They're in the occult. They're not getting that position without being in all the partying and everything. You understand?
Yeah.
When you come down the ladder now, so at a certain level, they're not in the occult because the business has to run. It's like your company. If it's a multi-billion pound company, it's running because everyone's doing their job.
Yeah.
But the people that are at the top of that business, they're selected. They're handpicked.
Because they're saying,
boom, boom, boom.
You look like you're one of us. Come through the door. Yeah, you're one of
take
us.
Take the pill. And you might decide, no, I don't want to take the problem, I'm not going through the door. And next thing you know, you spiral back down the ladder.
Have you been in a situation where you see people in a high position, you're thinking, they can't even do your job, point. If I had that position, I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. But why are they there, though? Because they're obviously...
Right,
yeah.
So what are you saying is...
Yeah, oh, their family.
Smokes, everyone's here. This is the
number one.
Yeah.
But then everyone starts progressing here.
Yeah.
You're saying you're here. You're comfortable. Hey, Rose. We say, I'm fucking the fight. We go to Vegas.
Why is he doing that? This guy.
No, I mean, what?
I understand. Do you want me to pattern you this time round? Or have you got this? Is your comfortable self?
Right, do you understand?
That's what it is still.
But there's no way, and this kind of go-getter you are, Smokes, you're not going to sit there. In fact, if people look, you're going to be inspired and be like,
I need to get my money out.
But I will say this, and I definitely will say this about you.
Mm.
What? I didn't mind get there. Funny things. Nah, cool. I'll stay right here, you know. I'm all right.
I feel like I've got the ability to get to where I'm going anyway, without all these fools.
Yeah, but I know you believe in your source, but they don't care because they don't want you in the...
No, but you don't mind me, right? But remember, I don't know.
Maybe it's your mindset.
Yeah, my mindset. I don't think about them anyway.
No, that's all right.
If I'm going to the top, I need to be the boss of what I'm doing.
Yeah, you will be.
No one can't be around.
But when you're in a certain establishment...
What I'm saying is that...
You're capped because you need to...
You'll be capped to how much millions you can make.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
It's like... Down to smoking, fam. I seen it at work when I'm at the council. One girl wants to get in with the team. So every time the guy for a cigarette, she's down there. She don't really smoke. And when the job come out, she didn't get it. She mixed wrecks. So I said, you need Nicorette and all sorts now, you fuck up. Yeah. But because she wanted to be like, because that's where they do the chilling.
Yeah.
And that's where, that's a nice point. Oh, yeah, that person's cool, they're chatting to them. Like me, I'm capped, blood. I ain't kissing no one's ass, but you're dumb. No, no, you're going to talk to me in no way. I'm like, okay, no, it's not happening.
But then, I don't know, but then you say that, okay, you say that's... No, I'm capped. Okay, I'm this capped, is a good example, because... Yeah. Yours at your workplace, you're not gonna conform or got hang around.
So I'm capped.
Same like with me.
Yeah, I'm capped. I know I'm capped.
But I don't feel like I'm capped. Because look, boom, if you wanna give an example, the last 2 years of my trying to throw man away. Yeah. And this year man got promotion.
Yeah.
And I don't fuck with none of them. I don't roll with them, I weren't even chatting to them.
Okay.
I was on my own. When I walk around in the I'm on my own styling.
Yeah.
But then I'm still on when I apply for what I'm going because I'm know my ability when I sit down and have an interview or whatever. Yeah. My interviews are sick. I've never been rejected from an interview. Yeah, but I know when I go in, I'm going to... Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the top position.
I know, it's not the top position.
Yeah, but we're talking about... You someone saying you keep going. Yeah, but we're talking about...
Yeah, but I'm saying when...
I'm
saying when any company I've gone to, except this one, although I do know close to higher, man know the bosses, bro. I know them naturally.
Because of how you are.
Exactly. When I was at Shoulder Bit, I knew the owner.
But it doesn't matter if you know them. It doesn't matter if you know them.
Of course it knows them, bro. Because based off me knowing them.
And what did they do?
I got promoted through that. I started to become a supervisor. Then man could... But I left before I could become a management.
Smokes ain't being fair on this. Smokes ain't being fair on this.
What?
Not everyone's fucking like you, bro. I know. You know
that. But that's what I'm saying. It's about mindset. If I believe...
Yeah, but everyone can have your mindset. Or then no one's going to do the other stuff. That's why we've got different people. Yeah, but that's... You have to understand that. But when we're giving you these scenarios, you're like, yeah, I can't even comprehend.
Yeah, I can't see it, fam. Because what do you mean? I don't want to be with them. Yeah, my thing's going to be, if you lot are over there, let's say the tool hat man them, then at some point in the future, we're going to be next to you over here, but on our thing. I'm not trying to get in your car. Trying to create my own thing.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. So you're about...
That's what we need to be on, though. So if we all thought like that as black people, we would actually stick together and we'd be at the top,
but
next
never
to them.
We would never.
No, you get what I'm saying? If we actually... Never.
And that's not sad. That's
no,
sad.
It's not that.
Do you know what I was listening to? They got three shots. I was listening to Bashy, and he was saying, if 500 people just put £2,000 down, that's £1 million.
Yeah.
But
it's called a partner.
But what you have to understand.
What I'm saying, because there's a mindset, bro.
Exactly, but we have to get all like-minded set people.
And so you need a leader, bro. And man are too stubborn.
But this is what I'm saying. Yeah. When we have these conversations, there's always... But we need and but like
but
we can't. I'm not saying
because if I know what's going on and what you should invest in, and then you got an idea what you should invest in, and then that person got an idea
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm saying we think too much of we need to actually just get there first, and then we work it out. But before we even get there and work it out, we already saying now because not gonna be on it. And then we're deflating.
That's true. I'm with Smokes at a certain point because you know when people want to do up too much ideas.
Yes.
All right. Listen. Let me buy the cake basin and buy flour at least.
About
the designs of the fucking cake.
Even if everyone does come with ideas, then just throw it out. Cool.
But then a leader needs to be able...
Brother, we got trauma, bro. My God.
No, but we have to go... financial advisor.
But we need to go therapy. But we got trauma, fam. You think man's just going to just gee out my two bags to that man? I don't know, fam. No one's doing that, bro. I don't care how sick it is. Pictures, bro. And then two you find out a fuckery. He's got fuckery on his laptop.
Man, there's got the baby reindeer thing on a rewind, on a repeat.
Man, need to know who man's...
Well, that's good vetting still.
Yeah, that's a betting thing, but the only way we can vet is if we start. Because if we don't even start, we're never going
to
get anywhere.
So back to this thing. And
you think all slaves became... All slaves came on the ship, bro.
I'm not super religious on that. But I do believe money's the root of all evil.
No, I don't think money's
the root of all evil.
Look
what Rome said, that's what money does to people.
But it's the people controlling the money.
We're not doing this again. We've done this already. Dilemma time.
If the people controlled the money, then the money would have controlled the people.
That's a great... But that topic could be forever because... There's both sides to the argument of the money and the people controlling it. And
but you're still right. But no, but you're right to a certain point because there was the apple, even if Ruffer biked it.
Like, first question is, like, if your idea, 500 people, two bags.
Yeah.
But our first question.
It's not my idea, it's Bashy's still.
No, go on. What's your first question? What's your first question?
Yeah, Bashy can't.
Oh, I forgot, man, because you just cut.
Sorry,
man.
But I didn't.
That means it wasn't a serious question.
No, it was, because it was a sick question, and that question would just dictate. Sorry, yeah, man, cool, we can trust this person. Gal-tate, sorry.
But that doesn't make any sense.
I didn't want to say the ownership.
With the subtitles, Gal-tate is a new word.
Oh, how did I forget that, man?
With the idea of the 500 people to 2K. It will fall back to the cranium.
I think the key to producing your own thing so you can pattern it properly and stay out of the aristocracy, the way you have to advertise and build your following. No, because the aristocracy, it's when you think about it,
it's trust.
No matter what side you're on or who you are, if you want to make them billions, there's a point you get to where everybody deals with the same. Like quantum physics or whatever mathematics. Mm. Everyone has to deal with that the same. It's only that at the moment, the aristocracy and the 1% that carries most of the money, they're weird. They're into some...
Yeah, yeah, because they can be.
And
yeah,
all that, yeah, you understand? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like an occult that's gone.
Yeah, because they're bored. They're like,
well, you understand?
Yeah, that's the question. Well, yeah, boom. So what does man have to guarantee you with your two bags for you to just invest? So imagine there's 500 people in the room.
This is your trauma.
What does man have to guarantee? No, because... Man want to make a change. Forget promises, fam. We don't forget all that. What does man have to guarantee about these two bags that you put in?
That we're going
to
hit the 1 million.
Yeah.
Target. The target is to hit 1 million. So when we hit 1 million, then we invest.
Well, you know you're going to hit 1 million because you've done the sound. 500 people.
Right, exactly. We don't know if we're going to get there.
But you'll never know, fam.
Until we see the 1 million in the account because some people might shortchange or whatever.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But that's not...
But then we end up... Black people.
What do you mean?
You put this, we're gonna
get he's told you, listen.
Yeah, but I'm not guaranteeing my two bag back.
Ask 500 people, forget two profit, bags then. Is going to get us 1 million, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We know that, yeah? We know the sums, maths, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. What does man have to guarantee you? Forget the, yeah, it's going to reach 1 million. It is, the maths says that it is.
What's your problem, man?
What do you mean?
Trying to work out what's your problem. Yeah, we've got the million.
What does man have to guarantee with your two
there's
bags for
no
you to pull it in?
There's no guarantee.
Fire.
What do you mean? Yeah, but
in life, what guarantee? What guarantee?
There's
a plan and thing. Yeah. That at the same time,
but this is what I'm saying. That's why it's hard.
When you're financially investing in anything and you're taking a risk, you have to know there's a risk. So if you put your two bags in, then that's it.
But whatever happens with your two bags, thinking the risk is the guy goes, I hit 1 mil, gone.
No, but if I say to you, Sport, give me two bags right now, I'm gonna invest in something. And right.
No,
that's not enough for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, but
that's because I'm borrowing.
So what question?
That's because I'm borrowing it to you. If you give it back, then yeah, plus.
All right, give me this two back. Yeah, but you're going to get back your pieces.
No, that's what, but I want service charge back.
What do you mean?
That's guaranteed. Yeah, I want the guarantee back. I'll give it to you. I'm saying this is a scenario.
Blood cousin.
No, I'm saying this is a scenario. I'll give you two bags.
That's how money fucks it up. Of course you want your service charge.
Yeah, guaranteed.
I'll ask you, give me the two bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is your question back to me? Give me your two bags. I'm going to invest with Rare. I'm going to get this. But what is your question?
Just get my two bags back, innit?
Yeah, it's a trust.
And that's it.
Well, what else, bro?
You think 500 people are just going to accept that?
No, I don't know what they're going to accept.
I'm saying
if I'm releasing two bags, if I give it to you, then yeah, there's an expectation I get it back. But I'm saying if I put two bags in a risk of something that I'm risking, I don't put my money in there thinking I'm going to 100%
so,
get
so I'm talking
back.
About the Bashy thing that you was mentioning.
Yeah, he was talking about that.
Yeah.
But I don't, that was, he's saying that's as... People, we should just put a pool in and then invest in something.
Yeah.
No.
But
that's not going to work.
That's what I'm saying.
Why?
Because man, I'm not asking the correct questions.
First and foremost, what's this guy's background?
This is what I'm saying. We're going through trauma, bro.
Right, so
but I can't, bro.
But we sit down, bro. But we sit down and we figure this out, innit?
Yes, all right.
Through conversation, you'll figure out who you can trust.
Yeah, but how? You can't, bro. You can't, bro.
Why?
We can't just trust man of face value. You can't, bro.
The
how?
Jews do it.
Huh?
The Jews do it.
You don't know
the
what they do, bro. You
no,
don't
but
know
they
what
do.
They trust the people. They trust
the Asian people. Right. They linked up.
Yeah, but there's some.
I see the Jews come when accidents happen. I see 100 of them come out all together.
Yeah, but can I make a point here?
Yeah,
is that? But they know how
gang.
But it's gang.
Cuckoo,
bro. There's an establishment that we understand. If this happens.
We're all rolling
people come to film and
watch. Who got it? Who was it? Whose picnic was that?
But you know why they started? Because they're binded by something.
Yes.
There's one thing they agree on.
I was just about to say.
What's that?
Well, this is what I'm saying. They're Jews. That's their occult. That's their faith.
All right, we're Caribbean.
So then what's the hell? What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, but this is...
We're Caribbean.
But this is the point. I was trying to say, in Jews,
yeah, but we don't come. No,
I'll see. Yeah,
no, but we don't. No. Deny it. No, that's good. No, I'm saying that's good though. But we don't all think like that.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but we're
because if someone asks you, "Raw, what's your background?" You ain't saying African, bro. You're saying Caribbean. But really, you should just say African.
Yeah, but deep down,
we should just scrap all of that Caribbean, this, that, all of that. Scrap that and just say, "Boom, I'm African."
Yeah, okay. Disrespectful to my
African. Well, not. In the African, but
you're telling me out of at least a billion black people on the planet, there could be more, but I'm giving a billion. You're telling me we can't find 500 people just to think it's the same?
No.
You can if you search it out, you could.
500 people ain't hard for us to know.
500 people.
Once we figure out we're all African, we establish that.
Nah,
all the black people that we buck up know that we're African. That's step one. Step two after that.
Yeah, that's
good. Go on.
Cool.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Because we don't even want to say we're African.
Yeah,
we don't even want to say that.
Yeah, but
so
it's
we're
like,
shaky from Jump Street.
Investment.
And then man forgive this brother about 2 bags because he just seemed like he might have a good idea. And then 2 weeks later, social media come out, he's got all fuckery on his laptop and all of these things. Nah, brother. Where's my 2 bag gone? Where's my 2 bag gone now?
I heard that. I don't know, man.
But what I think it is...
Because who are we going to blame? The man that tried to bring man on the move? That's the first man's getting
blamed. It's like sound system.
Hey, bring man on this...
It's a little bit, to me, the scenario is like a sound system. No, the reason why I say it is like, you have, say, Fat Man, Coxon, Saxon. So like...
Fat Man, Coxon.
No, what I'm saying is like, a business is like a sound. Like, the sound systems are going to go out and play out. How do you get the right following and then a regular following?
Yeah.
But people have to come and hear you first to want to know.
Yeah.
You understand? So they'll go to all 3 or 4 and they'll think, you know what? I'm going to go here because just for some reason, I feel more...
So you're saying rooted. This guy needs the 500 plan, the guy needs to have the correct pitch.
Yeah, or at least a little bit of a back, you know, like a background. Like, you know, we know he was into money or he was into banking. Boom, boom, boom. You know, he don't have to have been mega famous, but he's got a track record that will prove this man knows what he's talking about.
Mm.
Kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like the shows, all the podcasts. People, if they were going to invest in podcasts, they're going to go to the most popular and then, you know, that's what they do. They go to the most popular and they'll win from there. They'll think, well, these are the 5 best. Which one should I really invest in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And... The line is very vivid because it just might be they like one person that's doing the interview compared to the next pod.
It's silly what people choose.
Yeah, it's silly what they choose when they want to make that investment. Mm. For real.
That's why companies that any kind of controversy, well, they have to spin it quickly.
Listen, man's all for everyone getting together and... I am. But I'm a realist, bro. I see the trauma. I see it. So I'm thinking, how are we going to get past this, bro? Because... Faith. This man don't even trust this man. Faith. This man don't even trust his gal to be in this band.
It's faith.
Faith.
Oh, that was meant to be the
No, but you can't faith have and faith and nobody believe in God properly, fam. What kind of faith?
There's faith, but there's no trust. And that's the two different things. Like, black people have a lot of faith, but we ain't got a lot of trust in black people because the way people keep on ripping each other off.
Yeah, bro.
And it's not even big money.
We ain't even down to, like, if someone's selling something. The mindset, man, if man know man just naturally expect a discount. Like, why, bro? Man's brand is his brand, bro. Pay the P, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Man can't, you can't give man a little.
Yeah,
but man. But
you know what I'm saying? I do it. Yeah, I do it. Yeah, and like, why am I doing that, fam? Man should just be like, rah, what's that? A bills,
no,
yeah, cool, bill.
You do it because you understand that we've already been struggling. You should understand that man's struggling.
Yeah, but no, I shouldn't understand. No, because I got hair, bro. Why? What's wrong? What? You get here then. You elevate. Why am I still taking L's? Because.
Yeah, but I'm getting there because I'm reducing my payments. Because he had to reduce his payment to get to where he was at.
What do you mean?
So my thing is, instead of me spending maximum, if I, the more I spend, then the harder
I get. So why am I making a business if I'm just going to shortcut myself every time I meet a black person? Shortcutting yourself, though. No, but every time I meet someone I know, I'm shortcutting.
Because your thing's high anyway, so just sell it to everyone else. Fire.
No, but you have to remember, we're in England. No, so you're not getting to the top without having white people involved.
No, but
they're not allowing it. That's why they're not allowing it. This is their country. So they patterned it. So you actually cross their road somewhere along the line. You could be 3, 4, 5 million. Five million.
It makes sense. And
there's a point you're going to cross the pot. It's just
it's
like
their country. It's their country.
Perfect scenario is the black guy that sits with Alan Sugar in the team. I mean, he was doing fine. Gold plating. He does his thing.
Tim's cold.
Yeah, you understand. And look where he is now, sitting at the thing. And Alan Sugar had a whole heap of people to sit by him, but Alan done that because he needed to show unification,
diversity.
So, who better than this apprentice who's young, he's talented, and I know he's going to listen to me because I just gave him 250G that could go down the drain. I'm letting him do his thing. It just so happens this new is. Perfect. He's an expert. He's into his team. So I'm saying, look, come in on the show.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we can take time off. Come in on the show.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
In the show and a black people watch the show as well. You need a black audience in the show.
Yeah.
Even though he had the black audience anyway. But
That's right. You see what I'm saying? And that's why he done that. When he had the black audience, you have to have someone up on the top table to show.
It doesn't make no sense.
Of course you people can achieve. So Alan's sitting thinking, I've done my work. You understand? The people can look at me. I'm an innovator. I'm one of the first men in bringing black people sitting.
So what are you saying? Because obviously Tim's sitting next to one of the top 1% people of the country. So he's in there doing drugs and that.
You never know.
We don't know. And this is why, let's go back to the 50
you
cent.
You never
thing.
Know, that's the thing.
Because I was going to say, when he said, so what about 50 cent? What I'm saying is that, remember, 50 cent is still in like the middle of his career. We ain't going to find out nothing about 50 cent until time's due. Maybe when he's got to the top and then he's falling, just like Diddy. They're bringing him down because they're saying he was doing that, he was doing that, boom, boom, boom. He's fucked. Even if half of it's not untrue, the allegation...
Wait for the fall down. Yeah,
has destroyed him.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But just quickly,
they're very smart in their world, man.
The dilemma, just quickly, just to go back to the point you made, I'm like very thing about that, especially like when it comes to dances. Like, enough of my brethren hold raves, isn't it? Like big raves. See, now's a big man. I don't mind buying a ticket. I might buy an early bird ticket, but I still buy a ticket. Because years, you know, just say, yeah, Wes, come, whoever you're with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now I'll buy a ticket. I don't.
Because it's not
free for them to put on the dance.
That's what I'm saying. But some people ain't got that mindset.
Nah, but you know that actually.
Because if I open a gym and I say, yeah, my gym's like £40 a month, you know, man, them naturally is like, yeah, you expect man to.
Yeah. Well, a little 25, can you just.
Exactly, and that is the mindset. And it's like, I'm supposed to understand because you're black.
Yeah, but they don't do it to the,
you know what I'm
to the other man.
But man don't understand, Rod. You see the grind I put in?
No,
you watch
no,
the money
no,
I lost to do?
No.
You watch,
but what if you got no customers?
I'm always going to have customers.
No, I think white people do the same.
Yeah,
they do the same.
But always going to have customers.
What they do is they're very smart.
And your thing's just going to be tailored to one demographic.
If you're a certified money spender,
I'm saying it's struggling.
Why am I going to charge you to come into my club? Because I know you spend one or two bills always on juice.
The difference is, you're the club owner, I'm a promoter. I've hired your venue for the night. There's no point Rome's coming saying, yo, pattern me, I'm going to go and buy two bottles. That doesn't benefit me at all.
Yeah.
And this is the mindset of black.
Man, I want to get into
come on,
my
you know I'm
going to
go in there and splash that.
I want to get into my rave Jeep, but want to spend at the bar that I ain't got no control on, B&Bs. Right. That's mad.
But sometimes the bar, it does affect the promoters. Yeah. So it's like, I will spend on the bar, but make sure you lick that.
Yeah, but,
you're good.
But, so this is my point again. You're going to go and spend £300 at the bar, you can give me a tenner. You can pay a tenner to get
But I don't think... I think some promoters prefer you to hit the bar. Because I know a few promoters...
It's that, most of it all the time is ego.
The ones in the city, they would definitely let the money man in for free if they're going to splash at the bar.
Yeah.
Because if their bar spends 10 bags, it's like, yo... No, but they might not have... It's just like, I need to hit that before... Because if you don't hit that, you have to pay the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll let them 5-10 man in... That's got bread, and I know they're gonna buy £100 bottles each.
Then
charge them £20 on the door. It's pointless.
And that's them, man. And then you've got all the man from Topsy you grew up with. They want to come to the dance. They ain't gonna buy all them bottles, but that's your people. So they're gonna.
Them man will buy bottles as well, fam.
But if they ain't got bottles, they're not going mad, bro.
Mad on the bottles, cause
ten man one bottle don't piss me off.
Shout out to the city. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's it, bro.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, Smokes, you got a food shop. I'm only coming to your food shop. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's where I'm getting my lunch, I'm having dinner
for. I'm telling him, yeah, I'm coming every day.
I've got my £10 for my food.
The meal's £20, but I'm saying, yeah, Smokes, come on, you don't know it's me, man. Turn up. Bro, I'm hungry, bro.
Because you go KFC, you don't say to them, but in the opposite, I'm
in there all the time. If you're there every day, eventually, man's going to pattern.
Yeah, but why? But it doesn't matter, though.
But if it's just, if someone you can see supporting you, eventually they're going to.
This is what I'm saying. Because
they're seeing your support.
Right, but this is what I'm saying to you.
But supporting is just...
These man ain't supporting. They're supporting by turning up to your rave. Like, they're doing a guest appearance. You understand?
Some people like that.
Do they come regular, though?
Of course.
Then they're supporting.
Yeah. No, but you never pay to come to the dance.
Yeah, but it don't matter. But every time you promote it, if every time you put on a rave and I turn up for you, for your rave, to support your rave, I don't really care about the rave. Like that,
yeah,
like
but the people.
But I don't care about the people in the rave. I'm coming to this rave
to support
this
you.
Is my dog's rave.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're supporting me, you'd spend a tenner from.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I might not like raving.
No, but the thing
is, I'm only coming out for you.
So you're coming to my dance.
Yeah, I'll spend a tenner.
But it's not a tenner to get in. It's 20. But you want a tenner because you know me and you're black.
Well,
yeah.
You're not supposed to go out with that attitude.
But that is
certain attitude.
No, you have to go with your money, and then when you're there,
you see
if you can get a bly. Like, see if I can get a bly. If not,
I'm gonna pay. Bly. Why?
No, why?
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
yeah, but
all like that.
The thing is,
one time, did I see you with Wesley that time? Yeah, I'm unksing that. Yeah, all right, yeah. You wouldn't pet to say that.
Yeah.
You think unks would have pet to say that?
No, but I'll be honest. I think that's part of the way we are.
Oh, God, hey, your Rose is Bridget. Yeah, 1 second. That's a black attitude.
Yeah.
Black attitude, fam.
But it's not, I don't think that's a bad thing, but I think you have to carry the money. If you want to go to that thing, you have to carry the money to go in there.
Because if man go to McDonald's every day, fam.
Yeah.
You think McDonald's is patterning you a cheaper meal?
Yeah,
well,
if you put
it
in the code.
Yeah, no, I knew he was going to say that. What do you mean?
They're giving discounts somewhere.
Well, clubs pattern people now, innit?
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Be a member.
So they're giving
and
a discount.
You don't have to pay.
No, that's fine.
Go, Rome. So
you need to support me fully 10 times before you get your discount, yeah?
I need to know you're serious.
Why?
Because I need to know you're serious.
Yeah, because that's how you get your
money. McDonald's don't do that, no?
But you know what he means.
You don't get a discount straight away after the first meal you buy
No, you don't.
Bro. Every meal you buy...
You're talking about
the guest. If you go to McDonald's and you buy a McDonald's Coke and you get the receipt, bro, you get discount on the receipt, bro. On the code, you still get the $1.99 nuggets or whatever it is, $2.99 nuggets, and you get
$2.99.
What do you mean? It don't matter what you buy, every receipt gives you discount, bro. I don't have the app, bro.
You don't even know then.
But you don't need the app. What are you talking about?
So you could buy a Coke and then get a discount from that Coke.
Get the receipt and you use the code on the receipt.
You got points and these things.
There you go.
That's what it is. It's that. But what you're talking about is different. You don't even know.
On every receipt, there's a thing on it. And if you put that into your phone, you get a reduction.
It's been there for time. That's got expiry date.
Yeah, it has got expiry date. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So when that expiry date done, yeah.
Okay, then you buy another meal. But the expiry date ain't 5 days. It's time.
So you're saying my first business I just build, man, forgive out discount.
No, I'm not saying that. He's saying discount McDonald's do this, isn't it?
They're big companies doing it as well.
Come on, bro. But you have to know.
I know you know about the Ginos and all right.
Come on, trying to save bread out here right now. I'm saving bread. I'm not just saving bread with black people, you know.
I'm selling T-shirts.
I'm saving bread everywhere, bro.
But you can. What you can do. I want to make maximum profit.
Yeah, I'm not trying to build. I'm trying to get.
Remember, Rome's
£20 the T-shirt.
Rome's.
Well, you can do what they said. Donald Trump does.
Rome's.
You can inflate the price.
T-shirts.
But then these big companies can make 5,000. That's why they could be cheaper. But because you're starting out smaller, your costs are going to be...
So, but you know that.
Yeah,
and you know that. Should know that, yeah?
Hey, shout out to my bridging Judah. Struggle proof to the world and them girls.
But you're still forwarding with discount. And you know the process. No, you know that man's spending bare bread.
Yeah, but what you can do is you can inflate the price and then say you've reduced it, but put it at the price where you're still making your peas. Because you ain't really giving them a reduction.
You say it's a really, so you're going to make it
price. So you're going to make it higher.
You're going to make it higher. Look,
man. In a month's time, 2 months?
No.
The beginning.
Shout out Mush, because that's what they do in Wood Green.
Yeah, they do that in Wood Green.
Overprice their things and say that. I can see you, big man. I've two bills here.
These times.
Don't say a word.
It goes back to normal.
If you Google it now, if you Google it.
That's good. That's the price it was,
Yeah.
They've been doing Mush from the years.
Especially if you've got a quality good.
And it does gas you up. Like, what? 3 mil, but you're giving to 150.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take that for 150.
I
didn't save 150, I spent 150.
No, but it's in your head, but you're like, nah. This is cheap bills. I'll go for one. How can I say no?
Yeah, and then they would do other things. Like, you know, this will go with that as well, you know. Like, this top goes exactly sales with them man. Jeans. Brother, them man jeans.
Yeah, but big dunce, bro.
Yeah.
But I'll plug Judah's thing again. See, my bridging Judah, yeah?
What?
He's got a brand. Me? He's called...
Who? Your bridging?
Plug the brand.
Your bridging.
What's wrong with plugging a brand?
No, you said you won't plug Judah.
Nah, why? Nah, come on, stop that now. You're ruining the whole segment now. You're ruined now.
No, dilemma time.
Struggle proof to the world and them girl, though.
Hey, right, listen, dilemma.
Are we doing with McDonald's stuff as well, Ras, man?
Fillet of fish, innit?
You're saving yourself quick, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Wow. A fillet of fish is £5, you know.
Yeah, I know, it's expensive.
So, I would buy that, and my bridging showed me this. He said to me, why are you spending that? I said, wait a minute, that's the price. No. And he gave me the receipt, boom, boom, boom. I went up £2.99.
Whole meal. Yeah, get the chips.
So anytime I want fast food.
Yeah, come dilemma with them, car.
Yeah.
Loyalty.
Obviously, you know what to do, send in your dilemmas, dmblive.co.uk, you get me?
Oh shit. His Reebok's got a Reebok.
Do you remember when I was getting
man's Reebok's got a Reebok.
You know how like, he spoke like, dude, like I said, but Unc's having it for the first time, you get me?
Yeah, I love it.
So he's been fascinated with that sound effect, bro. Man is just doing it for no reason, like randomly, like, yeah, like funeral, you know.
Purring, you know.
I'll be my grave, like, you know?
This guy's dumb.
Trust me.
All right, let's get into that dilemma. So the subject is 6 years deep. Yo, man, them Halen's been with my girl 6 years. I proposed last year. We started wedding planning, but as any relationship, we've been having some blips in the road lately and have decided to put the wedding plans on hold whilst we tackle our differences. All relationships have trials and tribulations, some more than others. It's easy to give up, but I want to push through as I've personally seen the grass is not greener on the other side. Plus, I've got a good woman. Although we ain't getting along now, she's great. Some of our issues we faced over the 6 years are cheating, liver cancer, fertility, and an 8-month break and a serious argument with siblings. It was peak. Question to the man then is how do you man get through tough times in relationships and get to a place where it's flourishing again? What methods have worked for you? What things have you implemented? P.S. I don't want to end my relationship and never doing the break thing again. Would be good to hear each of your experiences and a bit of advice from individually. God bless the man then.
He's gonna.
I say the man that's been in the longest.
Who's that?
Would
that be him though?
No, you've been in the longest. You've not been in long relationships.
I mean, it has to be Wednesday.
Right. You've not been in long relationships.
You're the most experienced.
So I'm just the oldest.
No, you're the most experienced.
No, so you must have been.
You've had relationships and marriage, bro.
Nah, but you've
not
definitely had.
I've not touched the marriage thing. You hit the pinnacles, bro.
Yeah, but that was a rope.
Man steps.
You know what I'm saying? Was man married?
This guy is dumb.
No, but in terms of relationships, yeah, this is something I've definitely learned. It definitely takes both people to work on it. At all times, there's no respite in it. You know? And that's the fuck up that people have. There's no comfortability.
Especially when trust is gone. Like,
reassurance
needs to be on 1,000, fam. And it's like,
and
you know what it is? And some man might get a bit like disheartened by like having to reassure all the time because it's all like you're checking in with your mum, like, yeah. You know, no, big man thing.
No, but it is. But you have to remember how you got there.
I need to make sure I do this because I don't want her in her feelings. Or I don't want, you know what I mean?
Thinking that I'm on the road with the gap.
But remember, man are there because man put themselves there.
Yes, facts.
And that's what's fun. And the thing is, it's mad because I kind of get it. Like, if you put a girl through something, like, she can't physically do nothing to you. Like, no matter what they say, they are spiteful. Yeah, I said it. If a man pains them, they want you to have some pain. They love you, but they want to know that you suffer.
Yeah, that you care as well.
Not, yeah, that you've hurt. They need to know.
When they think you care is when you're hurting or you're showing some mad emotion.
Yeah. Because if you don't do that, no, you're not taking this thing serious, but it's not. No, it's very serious.
So, have any of you lot been in a situation and then you've worked on it and it's flourished better than how it was before? So it starts good.
I'll be honest.
It went bad and then now you've done all the healing and now it's great. Like, I don't really
know. I would say great, but I think, man, at a period, man, got to a better space. I would say in my long-term relationship, the second part of the relationship was better than the first part. Like when man was younger, between maybe 18 to...
Okay.
You get me?
Don't look at me.
And he always wanted to draw for Wednesday.
Now, man was a bit bad.
That's why I don't sit next to him.
Bit bad, you get me? But obviously, I think just young, doing things, growing up, blah, blah, then go through the break. Obviously, you don't know, man, grow. Had the youth.
But you grow.
Man had, you get me, my second son.
Yeah.
Then whatever, then man grow. Do you get what I'm saying? You go through things. So there is a switch, but I feel like the only way, I hear what you're saying with the two, but I feel like if a man works on a relationship more.
So when he's got kids.
Huh?
Go on.
I think the relationship works better.
No, do you know why you say that, Smokes? Because I don't stand up for girl, but girl are putting in the effort.
Yeah, they're really putting in. So when you're saying
a man works, you're right. But he's got to match her effort.
Yeah, and sometimes what we just do our own thing or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And we tend, obviously there's gal that fuck up, but man then will fuck up, innit? Because we're just outside sometimes.
Mm.
But when we fuck up, it's like what you're saying. When you fuck up and then you've got to do the reassurance, like you might do it for the first couple... And then you get deflated. Then it's like, I'm not even putting in the effort.
That attitude
is fucked up the relationship, though.
Yeah,
but you know it is. It's not that it's not even deflated. It's like, I've shown you. Rah, you're actually happy again. So we're cool.
Yeah.
You're not cool. Like, you're not cool. I didn't realize. No, but.
Yeah, okay. But maybe you think.
I've been going like this. You're right now.
You have to remember,
why am I back down here?
You get there, and you're holding them up, and you let go.
No.
Yeah, but you're holding them up. But then when you let them go, obviously, because you feel like you're in a comfortable, you get comfortable.
Oh, she can stand now. She can stand.
Yeah, she can stand. You get back on the sofa.
No, I'm saying
this is what happens. You've got them there, and then you've gone and relaxed now. Oh, we're good. So now you kind of get back into a... Not saying you get bad again, but you get in a space.
No, but you're into comfortability.
It's right, but you didn't set it wrong. You was holding them up here.
Yeah.
Then you drop them.
No, because if we saw they're happy, they're comfortable. They can stand by themselves. They couldn't stand
before. You drop them. Yeah. Now you pick them up. And now you think, I'm picking you up. You're good. But that's not where the person was. They were up there.
Put her back there. All of the treatment I was giving me when I was there.
So that treatment will come honeymoon period after a man fuck up.
Arms is in deep foot,
I wouldn't do it, but then that's why he'll suffer.
What, you're not gonna do it?
No,
Arms, you fucked up.
No, because what I like the saying, Denzel Washington says something in Equalizer 2.
I watched that the other day, that's my
He said to the enemy brother, he said, remember, when it rains, you have to deal with the mud. And I love that, because that's a fact.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're a soldier and you're fighting, if you're in...
But this is a relationship, brother, not war.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, in a relationship, sometimes you have to accept that the relationship's tired, it's done. No matter what you do, because... Everything's been broken.
I'm not going to lie.
But hold on. If it rains, then it muds and then the sun comes back.
The friendship don't have to be done, but the relationship will have to. No, I'm saying, but into your theory, so that if I teeth money from wrongs, I done the wrong, but how can we be bridging to get our teeth from you?
No, that's different. No, because
no, you just
no, because the
chief, trust.
No, no, what I'm saying is yeah, the dilemma is that they've been through literally nearly every scenario, yeah. bad scenario someone can go through.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
he wants to bring it back, and I'm saying, like,
that's he, can't
I think they've both put in a lot of work, but sometimes you have to sit back and realize,
and let it go.
Yeah, this relationship's tired. Like we're gonna be friends. We've got kids together and that, but.
Yeah,
it's never gonna be mended unks, the way unks, that you
we're,
want.
Unks, we're still going back to the man. This remember, this is the basis. You're the man. You fucked up.
Yeah,
you got kids. Whatever. You fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, now you're like, yeah, this relationship.
But there's all no, but there's also yeah, no, but there's because arguments, but then, no, but there's but then, arguments with it's not just deeper than this, there's deeper than just the cheating. There's arguments as siblings. I don't know what because he put in brackets.
Yeah, yeah
it was
siblings.
A serious
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
So that could be he could have been beefing her siblings. She could have been beefing yeah. his siblings. So yeah. now he's like. That's deep there. And then the cancer.
And the cancer. You understand?
If my guy's beefing my family, it's done.
This is what I'm saying. That could be deeper than cheating.
Yes. You see, that's what I'm saying.
What if your family
is beefing her?
Yeah.
They're done.
You're going to lock...
You right up your family.
Yeah, of course.
One second.
Yeah.
Your big sister.
She's done.
Look at the camera, can't you? You're
going to... No, but you have to understand where I'm coming from with it, though.
No, but Rose, you've got
your... Because you, as my sibling...
Yeah.
Need to respect that this is the man, woman yeah, for me, yeah. innit? That's gonna help man elevate, gonna make man prosper, and that's making man happy.
This is your big
but
sister.
But because of your selfish
yeah.
ideology
you're
of
you're
things.
You're trying to run her
out. You're trying to run out her thing.
My spirit don't take to the girl, yeah? And the sight of
your spirit don't take. Why? That's your own trauma.
You see, and this ain't gonna talk to your big sister.
Right, but good, this episode,
you.
Your own trauma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But watch then. But I'm trying to say something to you. We're getting mad defensive over the
so
game.
If you can
there's
see,
a reason why you're getting defensive, because
so
you must know
so
yourself.
If you can see something I can't see, then let me see. And I'm being stubborn. Let me go through it and find out myself.
Mm.
And then be accountable mm. after.
But don't tell me
and
I'm
then
selfish.
I'll come and tell you, sorry,
yeah, but
you
yeah,
was
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I don't mind
I'm
saying
selfish.
To someone,
yeah, yeah.
sorry, you're
but don't,
right.
No, but don't tell
you
me
was
I'm
right.
But don't tell me I'm selfish, because you know that's mad. You send it to a woman, yeah. Are you chatting to my girl? Yeah, you're done. Your new girl. I've been your
man
sister
can't
for 30
be selective
years.
In this thing, fam.
Yeah, yeah, of course you can do that.
You have to be selective. What do you mean?
How? No, because you
bro,
could...
this pressure. If you look,
if my sister's showing pure disrespect to my gal,
yeah, but
yeah,
I didn't
that's not.
To your
yeah,
yeah
but
I didn't...
it's crazy,
yeah,
bro.
But, okay,
like,
it's your mother,
and she's showing pure disrespect.
How, yeah, but how are you gonna deal with it? You're not gonna talk to your mum like she's any gal.
I'm not talking to my mum and saying, "Mum, you're doing too much." Simple. You're doing way
because
too much.
Because what is your girl's gonna be respectful and be like, "Rah." I can't even fire back. That's my mum, but
yeah.
you can't have me get... I'm taking man. Shots here. You need to...
So what if your mum's disrespecting your gal and your gal's like, she's not disrespecting, but...
No, she's giving chat.
She's standing on her own, innit? Like,
yeah.
Someone
yeah.
Cool, like...
Yeah, but I think...
But you're being rude now. You're being rude now.
Who?
No, you're saying to your mum, like, you're being rude. And your mum's like, so what if I'm being rude? Fuck off, and she...
No, yeah.
And now your gal's on some...
to put down the liquor because she's...
And now your gal's on some wickedness now.
No,
but she's only reacting off an action.
I've been there.
She has to control it because it's your mum.
Yeah.
No,
what
listen.
What about your mum's initial behaviour?
Listen,
no,
I'm going to talk to my mum.
You can talk to your mum, but yeah. your woman has to walk away. Yeah, she has to walk away from this.
Bro,
if your mum says...
Bro, that's not my mother.
Yeah.
I don't care what happens.
Oh,
Shut your fucking mouth. Don't talk to my mum like that. And my woman don't talk to my mum like that.
Because she can say...
I'm putting no...
Your mum's being rude to your gal. And then you told the gal... Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Don't talk to my mum like that.
No, but she can defend herself in terms of like what you said. Like you're being rude, innit? Like, rah. But if your mum says, fuck off,
bitch.
Then your mum has to be like, ah, cool. You know,
nah, it depends on the relationship you got.
You're still, me,
you can't
but,
beef
but I've
mum.
Been
you
there, but the
mum.
Thing is, I'm still going to be respectful
man's
to my mum.
Mum, bro, I'm not saying beef.
No, your mum could start it.
Verbal things beef.
No, but your mum could start it. Your mum could start it. But the thing is, the way you pattern your mum, the way you pattern your girl is two different things.
So say like, alright, let's say your girl's in the kitchen with your mum cooking her food. Mm. And your mum don't like the way she operating around the stove.
Yeah, go on.
And she said, well, you're workless here, come out of the kitchen.
I'll be like, mum.
And you'll be like,
no, but mum, just come on, mum, like louder. Don't talk to her like that.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
but
it.
But you
lot are making it seem
way,
like.
Yeah, but the other way around.
Your mum's talking to her like that. You're supposed to say, I just come out the kitchen. Just don't worry about it.
No.
She's still come out the kitchen.
Yeah, but Rose.
She still just come out the kitchen.
But you need to make
your
mum accountable.
Yeah, but Rose.
But how are you making it accountable? You can't be selective.
No,
you are selective.
You're
going
to speak to your mum, but bad up your gal.
Yes.
I want to go bad at my girl. I'm
going to say, you're in the kitchen.
No, no, I'm not agreeing with that.
I'm
not going to bad at my girl. Because
so, because one second.
My mom told her. My mom told her to come out of the kitchen. So I'm just, I'm taking that.
Your mom's rude initially.
Exactly, but I'm taking my girl out of the scenario so my girl don't react in a certain way.
No, we said no.
So we're getting to the point where my girl getting
where is the accountability for your mom, though?
She is, no, you're not listening. My mom's going to be accountable. How? I'm just taking my gal out of
I want to hear the conversation.
1 second. I'm just taking my gal out of the situation, number one, so she don't react. So because if she reacts, then it takes the energy off of my mum and onto her. So yeah, I take my gal out of the scenario. Yep. Then I go to and talk to my mum. Like, mum, you can't chat to her like that.
But you know for a gal...
Not everyone
you need
cooks to pattern.
Boom, 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 no. You know for a gal, at that moment, you need to pattern in front of her. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
No, she
could come. No, you don't have to. That's it.
Why?
No, because...
No, why? Because
if it's a gal... Okay, so reverse it. The gal's dad's being rude. The gal's dad's being rude to you.
Wait, 1 second. Just before you get in that
scenario. You see the gal's dad... You see if that's why it's different.
No, wait, Roms. Hold that phone. Hold on.
You see if a gal's dad is being rude to you...
Don't forget your point.
You see if your gal's dad is being rude to you, I think she's going to pattern the dad in front of you. Normal.
But Gell, okay, Gell,
I,
Gell,
I don't need to Gell, pattern
Gell,
in front of her.
Gell and dad have got a different relationship.
Exactly. My thing is,
that's like my little woman, my daughter.
I don't have to pattern my mum in front of my gal. My gal don't. I'm the man here.
Of course.
My gal don't control this, so I'm controlling the whole scenario. You come out. You come out.
You're not controlling it. You're powering her.
No, I didn't power her. I'm taking my girl.
Your mum said, come out of the kitchen, and then you'd be like, just come out of the kitchen.
No, I'm not saying just come out of the kitchen.
but that's what's happened. I'm giving you the scenario.
No, I'm going to come like, mum, whoa. And then I'm going to say, listen.
That's not what she needs to hear. That.
That's what I'm saying.
Because my initial thought is, if she reacts, then it's all out on my girl. I'm not trying to be an astronaut. Yo, just come here. Cool, I'm going to pattern.
Yeah,
don't worry, I'm going to pattern.
How the guy looks at it, like...
It don't matter how she looks at it. I'm the man
cool,
fam.
Cool,
yo,
yeah,
come
it's cool,
room,
it's cool. Yeah, we could go, but how it is the mom says, yo, what can I see? Come out of the kitchen. And then you come in and some...
You're
confirming the bad up. The bad up is come out the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but I wouldn't... No, but if you control
but
it
me, I'm going in there and... Oh, whoa. What's that about? That's crazy.
Because the girl has to see that. Put it the other way around. You're in place with the girl's dad. And he's like, you know, come on, man. You're an idiot, you know. And the girl comes in. Oh, Smokes, just come out, please.
No, but it's...
Because his next words are, bro, you need to chat to your dad, you know.
Yeah, but I know. But
next time, I don't know if
yeah,
I'm going
to... It's not funny, bro, because I'm saying...
Raw. Man said it's not
yeah,
funny.
Because man are busting up before I've said anything. You don't know.
No, he's laughing at the situation.
No, I know, he laughed because of my reaction. I'm saying.
He's rattled.
No, I'm not even rattled, bro.
This is a moment.
I'm still laughing.
We're going to zoom in. We're going to zoom in.
Because I don't understand why you're rattled like that.
I'm not rattled.
I'll go.
I'm just saying there's a tone. If she says it like that, then clearly there's a problem. It's the way you say things, isn't it? It's the way you deliver it.
Mm.
So right. I'm not going to go in there and be like, my mum says that, and be like, oh, come, babe, come out of here quickly. Then obviously I look like an idiot. No, man's going there.
So
on
do
a boat.
It, do it. Play it out.
Bro, what's going on in it?
Yeah,
coming in and out of the whole business. Babe, come here quickly. Yeah. You just chill there. I'll handle this. Boom. Simple, fam.
Yeah.
The way you're saying it, babe, come again. No.
It's not the way we were saying it, it's the way you were explaining it. The way he dropped it, he said, "Raw, okay, madness in the kitchen."
What are you saying?
Your mother,
personally,
after a woman.
I think it's about the respect mum has for you as her son.
Mm.
If it's on the man's side, because if your mum respects you,
yeah,
then even when she's angry,
child,
she's going to tone down whatever she says to your girl due to you.
Yeah. But if your mum...
Because I know my mum would come to me
and
whisper and say, listen...
I mean, you will know your mum's been rude, but she won't say it in a way...
She's passing her place. That's what my mum would say. She whispered to me, yo, she's passing her place.
Yeah.
And then, boom, I'm in there.
Not my
yo,
mom.
Walk one.
Yeah, not
you get
my
me?
Mom.
Yeah.
Not my mum.
But your mum to be just slewing at your girl in front of you is mad, fam.
Yeah. Brother,
she has to be
mom,
someone... For her to do that, really, she has to not take into that girlfriend at all.
Mm. Yeah.
At all. Like, you know, I love you, son, but I mean, I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one, you know, because women are like that.
Yeah. Mum will be regimented at her on her attitude.
She's already got a narrative. No, her narrative's already there. So she's just looking for the time when. You know when you're just looking for the time.
The whole time, mum's all right though.
Yeah.
They can see the energy from a woman. They know. But so they can see something that we can't see.
So that's what I'm saying, Smokes. But back to what Rome was saying, if you heard the same thing, it's at your yard, and you heard your girl say to your mum, hey, what's wrong with you? Come out my kitchen. The way you go in there,
you're going in there on smoke.
It's going to be smoky, fam.
You're going up.
What? In my
your girl says, your mum said, I'm making tell your mum to come out the kitchen. Yeah,
yeah. No.
You're going to be like, because even me, I'm. Are you dumb?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but then would you? I can't have the same energy to my mum.
This is what I'm saying.
How this?
Yeah, but this is the woman that.
Because I could create a baby with this woman, but this woman birthed me. She could have took man out.
But smoke.
So you could take all type of disrespect from your mum.
Of course.
All type of disrespect.
Not all type of disrespect, but I spoke to my mum.
Yeah, I hear you.
My mum could have aborted man. My mum.
She could have.
She's the only person on this earth that the reason why man's here. Yeah, bro. It's true.
Because I don't believe this guy.
No,
I don't believe him.
If anyone knows
me, he's not raising his voice to his mother.
100%, I'm not.
Yeah,
but you have to remember when you got a gal, bro. You've. It's like you flew out of the nest, bro.
Yeah, you have.
This is my gal now.
But that don't mean that.
That's like when man asks people, a fire is burning. Your mum and your gal is in there. Who you saving?
She don't want to know the answer.
Yeah, that's a weird.
You tell it, who you saving? Are you saving the woman? Yes, mum. Rare. Birthed you, rare. But I wish she's old, lived her life. I'm asking, I'm sending you.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I don't know these yardies.
I haven't answered this question because I don't know.
He done not okay, he said,
I'm saying.
Is your mother how old?
Yeah. And then you got the gal that can. Give you your kids, I'm just gonna look after you, and all of these things.
Say both of them, man. Downstairs.
No, you can't, Unks. They're in two different rooms.
Unks.
You go in
you have a die.
Yeah!
I
didn't think I got
it. Yeah,
friend and the game.
What I got. Save my mum.
Then your girl.
Because that fool, the girl can't console me like that. It's my mother. And then I've got to live every day knowing.
But you save your mum, your mum tells me, "You see your boyfriend, you're fool."
That's why I'm glad my mum ain't no goddamn yardie.
Yeah, you that boy. Move, come on.
That's mad. I'm just saying, man, if I have the same energy, cause
how. He's crazy.
Because
you only get one mother, you can have plenty of different girls. Yeah,
because it's the same situation.
It's not the same.
You're both disrespecting me. You talking to my mum in some type of way, and my mum talking to you in some type of way. So disrespect to man, same way, fam.
Listen, man, it's not the same. Two different people, fam.
When if Smokes going to bridging argument, one of your bridgings, the way you deal with Smokes and you deal with
an extreme. I know what it is. They're not looking at it from an extreme level. I'm talking extreme as in you're in love. With this girl, you know, this is your wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the same value, the same pedestal my mum's on, you must see that. So that means there's no way you could ever talk to my mother like that because you know I couldn't. But you're doing it, yes, mad. You chopped your pedestal in half quickly.
If it's your life partner and you've got kids and everything with her.
Well, you can fall out with your mother over there. Think, of course you can.
Yeah, you can.
And then, you know,
because remember, it's like a boundary. Jealousy.
When your mum sees you, you're a grown man.
You're going off the sense of my mum brought me to this world, look after me, rare. But right now, you're not your mum's concern now. You're with your gal now. Now she's looking after you, feeding your belly, and taking care of you when you're sick and all of these.
Well, her job's done.
Your mother. Yeah. Kind of thing, you get me?
So now
you're not holding her on the pedestal because.
But all that food and that could stop after a while. If we broke up, my mum's food ain't stopping. Ever.
Yeah, we're not.
When that broke up, when I go back.
You mean not ever? Your mum could.
We're not on this Prince Harry.
No, but she could, but I'm saying if she's there, if they're both dead and they're both there and then me and my girl broke up, then my mum's dinner's going to be through every relationship that I go through. That is man's. foundation, bro. If Mumsy goes, there's no foundation. Because once this guy busts out, basically it's done.
This guy's rude to his mum. It's what the fuck you doing? And if your mum's rude to you, your guy's like,
oh, come on, man. What are you doing, man? Loud that.
Babe, just come out of the kitchen, man.
Come out of the kitchen, man. Straight.
But back to it. Relationships don't only work if you went to work, my brother. If you and her are on it, keep everyone else out of your business and do your thing, man.
I think communication's key.
Yeah.
Like, we have open communication and...
Yeah, but we say that, but how open, fam?
You have to be open.
If you want to go, you need to be the ultimate... Like, I'm saying, because you can get through any situation if you talk through, innit? But even if it's deep, like the counselors, they've gone through serious things, so clearly they can talk about certain things, but... Even down to his cheating, he's going to have to be open. Listen, babe, boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Everything has to be out on the table. And that creates a clean slate to go forward.
Yeah.
The only way.
And also, if it's going to work or not, it's all out, isn't it? So we're going to do this or not. Yeah.
Because if you're feeling... Yeah, exactly. If you're at this stage...
there's no skeletons now.
There's
nothing to pop up in 2 months' time or she can't... Like, you can't be like, rah, who's Marcos? You understand? We've spoken, innit? Where we at?
Communication is very key. Very key. Like this is what a lot of people are getting, man. You keep sending the dilemmas, but they ask us for, you get what I'm saying? But realistically, you two have to deal with the thing.
Yeah, but...
Because we're not involved.
Yeah, but you have to remember, they've probably been through bare...
A lot of men don't chat, fam.
Yeah, a lot of men don't chat.
Because remember, there's always that thing of... Because even me, you know me, I can be open, I speak, I don't really go, I don't fucking shy away from nothing. But if a girl makes you feel like an idiot for chatting, that's when you're going to go mad. Because I ain't no pussy,
yeah.
I'm not a pussy, and I'm trying to talk to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I try not to ask.
But there's certain man you can't ask. I
don't say yes, man, brethren, but just going to disagree with man. Like, I need to chat to man that will just hold man accountable. Like, Rome, you're wrong.
That's where you went wrong there.
Yeah, you went wrong. 100% you're wrong, man.
Just like,
don't worry about that, man. Like, no, forget that.
Oh, no, man. I'm like, yeah, she's a dickhead, fam. Raw. So I'm just explaining to you. You said that with venom, fam. That's mad. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It depends, though. Man would say that, though. If something, not like that, but if she's done something fucked up to you,
yeah.
What? Because that's still man's bridge. You can't do nothing fucked up because man could call a dick. What's she done that to me?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Listen, there's a lot of men that are going through things, but they won't say nothing.
Yeah, 100%. Because
you see, when I tell you, Smokes, I've got no choice. She has to go. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Smokes, you're not happy. Red up. Because now, how can that? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I've told you, you're like, she's got a go. That's a mad violation. Enough man, fuck what's happened to them. They ain't said a word.
Yeah, no, because...
Because the man's confiding. Yeah. But that's the difference between gang. Gang want to be love the man, but they... Hey, everyone!
No, that's...
Look!
No, that's the reality. Because if a man opens up about certain things that their gal have done or they've gone through, man are going to be them. Like, what? You're still there. Yeah. You have to dash them. Like,
bro, you've got no choice. You understand, bro?
Right, yeah.
You have to go.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Rose?
Now you can't still be next to me next time when rolling around.
Like, yeah, no, like, Smoke something. Are you, man? I didn't even tell you. See, last week, it was mad. Come yard. I see condom in the bin and I see... You'd be like, and you're still wet?
What do you mean, you see a condom in the bin? What are you talking about? You got in man's yard, there's condom in the bin, and man don't use condoms. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, so you see that? Yes. A man is never going to... If a man's with a girl, he's never going to tell you.
I don't think no man's even telling their brethren that, bro, because you know that.
No, but you know it is. If I was weak, if I was feeling weak, I would tell Smokes. Just so he could be like, what the fucking man are you at? Right, I must be going mad because Smokes is I'm of my best interest. He's looking at me like, there's no way.
Yeah, because sometimes you...
Because I might have been lost in the sauce.
That's
you
what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so because there's times you might... Some man don't want to say nothing, but...
Take advice from.
Yeah, you need to tell... like, if you feel like you're in a space where you want to come out of this, then you need to be open. And then,
yeah, but it's taking advice, but you need to
not even taking
advice. You can't be selective. So if man's wrong, man's wrong. If man's right, man's right. Don't tell me man's right and man's wrong, fam.
Yeah.
Get me? That's an idiot thing.
No, but what I'm saying is that you might feel you're wrong and you're right and your bridge is telling you that.
Because if I'm in a situation, I'll ring Smokes or I'll ring Ooch or someone, because I know a man are going to tell me, yeah, but yeah.
Right.
Things a bit, yeah, things wrong.
So wrong.
Yeah? That's you, brother.
You got work to do. Like, hit me back.
But there's certain man you know, if you phone, they'll agree with your fuckery.
Yeah.
If you want to be on the ignorant one.
Yeah.
Tell the girl, shut. That's what I'm saying. You know that's ignorant.
Yeah, but
you phone them for that.
Yeah, exactly. One bridging, yeah. He's right there.
I had one bridging, yeah, that I could phone. Guaranteed to be wrong thing about the
wrong.
You know that, like, you feel like, the girl's pissing me off. I phone you smokes. I'm going to go to, let's don't go to the yard. And if I phone him, he's like, I'm driving to your yard now, fam.
Let's go.
Don't kick off the door.
He loves it. Man's in the car with the passenger seat, just looking at where's kicking down the door.
I'll film you.
I can't even expose his name, but that guy, but I knew in my head, the way he was some love guy, if I want to do something that, if I want to have a discussion, I know I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I could phone him. I'm not an idiot with him, you understand what I'm saying? Anyone else in the world, but you're a fool. But you phone this guy, no, I get it, bro. Mm. I've done the same thing.
Yeah, it's them, I get it, man.
Them man have gone through the trauma, so they get it.
Yeah, but they've got the crap mentality. They're like, yeah, no, cool. It's cool to do things like that. Now you're one of us. You know better than me.
Yeah,
I'm so glad for this conversation. You know better than me.
But you think I think the next episode, yeah, we need to talk here. Yeah. How open can you be with your gal?
All right, let's do that, man. I'm going to write that down.
How open can you be with your gal? How bluntly honest can you be, fam?
Can't.
See?
And if you can get any women to... Like to get a woman's perspective.
Anyone that wants to forward on the show, just forward. Make sure your background's clean and then your mic can pass.
Clean every damn thing, because
women name, they're not honest enough.
Save it.
Well, no, because if we get a girl that's ready for smoky.
I mean, she's got this energy, you know, because...
No, it turns sweet and...
I don't want to hear no...
Good afternoon.
Wow. I don't want to hear no
blessings
wow.
and greetings and grand risings and them things.
I've also got to cover the difference between loyalty and being faithful.
That could come in
same time. Yeah, all right, listen. We're going to run them topics next week. Guaranteed, unless something mad happens.
What the...
But we're out though.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. Lots.
Yeah, no, because you know something during the week might change and then we have to talk or something serious.
But at least we've got a plan.
Come on.
I'm a skinny.